Simply stated, if voters approve initiated Measure 17, closed healthcare markets will have to open up to include care providers who want in. It's called an all-willing providers law. The willing part means the providers have to be willing to live by the rules of the closed market. Closed market is my term, by the way. I think it's more explanatory than closed panel, the term used by Al Nord.
The way I understand it, this will basically disassemble a lot of our healthcare industry in the state.
Nord is president of Western Providers, a company based in Rapid City that packages healthcare services of medical providers and insurers. Nord does not like initiated Measure 17.
And what this does now is allows, let's say, an employee of Rapid City Regional, they have Regional's health insurance, and they want their gallbladder out, they can go to Black Hills Surgery. The backers of this have realized that, and it's a ploy to push patients away from community hospitals and into private facilities. And it's going to be enormously lucrative for those that receive those patients, and it's going to hurt the community hospitals across the state.
Nord specifically mentions Black Hills Surgical Hospital because he and that facility's CFO, Jack Kaup, are standing side by side, having just spoken on opposite sides of the issue at a Chamber of Commerce forum. Kaup thinks his facility should be let into Western Providers' closed market, and he cites patient satisfaction rather than profit motive.
It's about patient choice and being able to continue to see the physician or medical provider that you've seen for years. If you change insurances, you don't have to drop and go to someone else or pay a higher fee to do so.
Kaup refers to a situation that comes up frequently in discussions about healthcare coverage. A patient goes to a doctor in his or her insurance network and really likes this doctor. But then, for whatever reason, the patient has to switch policies and the doctor is no longer a preferred provider. Now the patient has to decide whether to pay higher fees to see that same doctor or go to a new doctor who is a preferred provider in the new policy. Initiated Measure 17, if passed, would allow that patient's favorite doctor to join the new policy and abide by the discounts and lower fees established there. Proponents point to plans such as Medicaid and Medicare that operate efficiently within an open market. But opponents say discounts for volume is a business model that relies on a closed market. If more providers are let in, earnings are diluted, and individual providers then must raise their prices to compensate for fewer patients. The other initiated measure on the ballot proposes to raise the minimum wage to $8.50 an hour. Not enough to make much of a difference, according to one economist. Those supporting initiated Measure 18 say higher salaries benefit the local economy. Here's Mark Anderson, president of the State Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO.
A raise in the minimum wage, actually what it does is it helps all the businesses in the community, because when you put money in the workers' pockets, they spend it.
Anderson says there are adults trying to raise families who are stuck at minimum wage and would benefit from the increase. But Sean Lyons, executive director of the South Dakota Retailers Association, says businesses already pay more than minimum wage in this state, where the unemployment rate is less than 4%.
So it's a constant challenge for family-owned small businesses. They know if they want to be competitive and keep customers in their communities, they have to have good employees, and so they'll pay those folks accordingly.
Lyons says it's not so much the wage hike, but the mandated increase every year to keep up with inflation that will hurt employers as well as consumers and workers.
Employers are left without any choice but having to cut jobs, cut benefits, raise prices.
Lyons says every sector is looking for workers in South Dakota, but they have difficulty finding qualified employees. Rapid City economist Don Frankenfeld agrees that job training is one part of the solution to low wages in South Dakota. He says unskilled workers don't benefit from the low unemployment rate. It's the skilled workers who are in demand and can ask for higher wages. And so Frankenfeld says raising the minimum wage by $1.25 won't much matter either for employers or employees. A worker making $8.50 an hour full-time grosses less than $18,000 a year, and Frankenfeld says that is not a living wage.
The solution to the problem is more and better jobs that presumably pay far more than the minimum wage, because people need that if they're going to thrive in our economy. And that kind of change requires more significant policy adjustments at both the state and federal level.
Frankenfeld says if policymakers see passage of the initiated measure as a solution to the problem of low wages, rather than creating living wage jobs in the state, then passage of the measure will have been a mistake. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.